Okay, this is so cool. So I thought when I started this journey of like learning how to do like yoga poses for menopause and things like that, that I was just gonna find some cute little poses to do and to teach them, and it was just gonna be great. But I had no idea that there was so much more to it. So at the time when I started practicing this one sequence that was developed by this 6-year-old Brazilian lady, it was so fascinating because initially I knew there was something to it because it wasn't just a bunch of yoga poses. There was like a special kind of breathing dynamic to it that was different than any other yoga practice that I had practiced before, right? There's this Bhastrika breath, which is more common to like Kundalini kind of yoga, where I'm more like, you know, practiced in Hatha yoga style. So that already was like a, okay, well, this is different, right? And then after a little while, I noticed how much it was activating my brain powers. Like, it was asking me to breathe in a specific way and move in a specific way and do this pose and like flex these specific pelvic floor muscles, and like, and that all of these different poses were kind of tailored specifically for stimulating the endocrine system and the hormones, right? So I was like, okay, this is kind of cool, right? And it was kind of fascinating because I could only go in and do like, I don't know, 5 poses at a time, right? Because it was all so new to me, right? So I could do like 5 poses one day, and maybe the next day I could do maybe 6, or maybe I was still at the 5, right? It took me a couple months before, well, not necessarily a couple months, maybe though, more like a month at least, right? Before I could get to the point where I was like, you know what? I need some more, right? I need more than just this yoga sequence that I can copy. I really do need the course. I need to be instructed how to do all these things properly. So then I did. But even before I got the course, I was already getting the benefits of like greater confidence, greater strength, right? Like core strength. And I didn't want to do it as a core strength exercise, like stimulator, right? I was just trying to find the hormones, right? And how to activate them. But I had no idea that this breathing technique was so fascinating for helping invigorate the core muscles, because it is, it's the diaphragmatic kind of breathing, right? And doing that for like a good 30 minutes, right? In different poses and things like that. So that was great. And then I feel like I keep getting these milestones like every few weeks, right? Another milestone that I had recently, like in the last couple months, was that I could do all of the last inversion poses. There's like 5 of them or whatever, and they're all upside down, right? And I can do them without feeling like my body is gonna collapse into my throat, right? Like I was like, oh my goodness, my strength, my muscles are strong enough to hold up my organs now and to hold up the rest of my body so that I'm not feeling like I'm breaking my neck or I'm breaking my throat or I'm like gonna suffocate myself or my lungs aren't gonna collapse. No, like all of it is being held up properly by muscles that have been trained to know how to do this now, right? So that was like a huge milestone. I was like, what? I never, ever, ever thought that any inversion poses could ever actually be comfortable. You know, I always thought it would just always be a trial of my life. And that all these yoga teachers that made it look good were lying, right? They were just like, they prepped themselves before they went and like filmed themselves doing it seamlessly. And they were good actors and good actresses. I was like, oh yeah, like this is so not a thing, right? This is absolutely like actress style yoga videography, right? But then it happened. I was like, what the heck just happened? And then I kind of just thought that was gonna be it. I thought that was gonna be the plateau and I was just like gonna just keep doing the practice and the sequence. But oh no, right? So there's this very specific part in the sequence where we do this meditation where it's like, let the light shine through into your hands, light shine into your wrist, light shine into your thyroid, into your head, and through to the other side of your body. So you're inhaling through one side of your body and you're exhaling through the other side, like through the other hand. And, you know, I'd always, like, visualize that, right? I'd be like, okay, yeah. And I kind of, like, added to it in my head. I have these hearts that are, like, coming through my fingers, going through my wrist, going through my thyroid, going through the crown of my head, and then those hearts are traveling through to like exhale to the other, my other hand, exhale through my other hand kind of thing, right? But for some reason today, when I got to the Shavasana part of the practice, of basically I finished all my inversions and I'm just laying down there just like to breathe for a moment. I don't know if it's because usually I'm not as diligent of doing my own Shavasana. But today I was a little bit slightly more diligent. Like I actually did. I took at least 5 more breaths. And for some reason, it was so miraculous. I was laying there doing my 5 breaths at the end of the practice, and I could literally feel like I had superpowers, right? Like I had heat growing in my wrists. And I hadn't felt that way since I was nursing babies. You know what I mean? Like I used to be able to hear a baby cry, like my baby cry, and my veins would just like supercharge into this like holy light of like light-filled hands, right? Like that's kind of what it felt like. It was like my whole arms, like my whole heart chakra and my whole arms and hands were filled with light, like angel wings light, so that when I picked up that baby, I would take good care of that baby, right? Like that's like what would happen, right? And so today it was like similar but different, right? It was like, it wasn't like I was getting these superpowers of like feeling like I got all this light to nurse a baby. It was like I was feeling it in my wrists, right? Like I was feeling it like throughout my wrist, kind of like they talk about in that meditation, like light shines into your wrist kind of idea, right? And I'd always kind of look at it and be like, yeah, light shines into your wrist. Sure, right? Like, let's visualize that. Let's, like, imagine there's light shining in your wrist, right? But seriously, I actually did feel like light was shining into my wrist. And there was heat there. And it was as if someone had lit a fire and it was warming up my wrist. Like, it was so cool. And I was so smitten. I'm like, oh my goodness. I've, like, reached, like, the physical aspect of yoga. That's when I know I'm like progressing. It's when I'm like not just caught up on like the physical like pain or stress or challenge of a yoga pose, but I'm kind of past that. And now I'm getting to like the emotional, mental, spiritual elements of like what the yoga can do for me on an invisible level. And I was just like, yes, that was fun. Oh my goodness, that was fun.